Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends, to the worldwide transmission against tyranny in defense of human liberty. It is the 26th, 25th day of June 2008. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. Again, it is the 25th day of June 2008. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. We've got FreedomWorks, Max Pappas joining us, Director of Public Policy. They've been exposing the legislation that is in the housing bill, supposed housing relief, a subprime crisis bill that is deepening. In there, there's a system to track and trace all Internet purchases, all Internet transactions by law, and they don't even allow you to report on yourself and violate your Fifth and Fourth Amendment. They just forcibly come in and do it. They didn't even do that in East Germany. This is just absolute, total, complete Big Brother. And it's not just over the Internet. It's going to be all businesses. Instant hookup to the government. And the power to track is the power to tax and destroy. And they admit it's for massive national sales tax and Internet sales tax and control. So FreedomWorks, Max Pappas, Director of Public Policy, joining us. They say the bill's on the verge of passing the Senate today. It's passed the House. Kevin Ryan and Richard Gage. Kevin Ryan, of course, worked at Underwriter Laboratories, the building, buildings 1, 2, and 7. They did the underwriting on those. He saw internal secret reports that fire and it couldn't have brought the buildings down. They did internal models with steel structures and found it was impossible. And he leaked the report and was subsequently fired. A NIST report has been leaked. A detailed, multi-100-page NIST report has been leaked. And we'll talk to Kevin Ryan and Richard Gage about the authenticity of that. Of course, Richard Gage, the head of Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. That's coming up in 2 hours. And then Kevin Booth to talk more about the drug war, the war against liberty and freedom, how the drug dealers bring the drugs in and then put us in their private prisons for using their products and bust their lower-level competition, the ultimate business where they get you coming and going and get to corrupt all the police in the process. I'm going to try to do all 4 hours today. I have a lot of business I have to do today after the show, but I'm going to have to cut that short. I'm not whining, but when it rains, it pours. I threw my back out last week, digging holes to plant some little trees in my backyard. I'm just out of shape. And then, of course, about 3 weeks ago, I hit my shin real hard on the Supreme Court building. When a cop jumped out of the shadows at us, I turned around and ran into it and cut it open to the bone, and it bled. Well, the bone's infected, and I woke up to a scrofulous explosion in the bed last night where pus was all over the bed, and now it's running out on my leg right now. It's extremely painful. I haven't even had time to take any aspirin yet. I have to eat first. I've been working since early this morning. I have to be able to eat first before I can take some Tylenol, so I'm a little bit out of it. Literally bitten by the Supreme Court marble. I've never had a rot hole or a cyst, I guess you'd call it, into bone before. It is extremely painful. I guess in a way, pain is just another sensation. It just keeps distracting me as I talk here. Hence, I didn't get the date right and said it was the 26th. I'm a mess, I guess. All right, when we come back, the news is all off the chart. I'm going to run through all of it for this hour. Then all of our big guests today as we continue to try to mobilize and awaken the population. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com are the websites right here on the GCN Radio Network. Stay with us. Our
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is Steve Shank, J. Michael Stevens Group. Let's get real. Flour is already being rationed. Prices on food are getting so high, warehouses are installing security systems and guards. You can expect soon to see criminal activity in food. We're all in a foot race as to whether the food will become so expensive we can't afford it, or there will be no food at any price. We can't grow enough of our own food, even with genetically altered trash. It will give you the opportunity to eat perfectly engineered food. They think God didn't get it right, so Monsanto had to step in. If you think it's a little bit crazy to put in a supply of food, it's okay. We won't tell. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. It may be a little bit crazy, but that's okay. Because there is no such thing as a little bit dead.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It is no exaggeration to say that every day I see more important news, more earth-shaking news in a day than I would see previously in 6 months, a year, 10, 12, 15 years ago. Everything is accelerating. There is a quickening taking place. The Supreme Court rejects death penalty for raping children. Now, a lot of people are saying, oh, that's terrible. Well, no, that means if you're 18 and your girlfriend's 17, you will be executed because that's statutory rape, the way that a state was trying to pass a law. And I'm all for the death penalty for murderers, but you can't trust a criminal government that's been caught framing around half the people on death row. See, the government's so bankrupt, so evil, caught so red-handed, knowingly framing hundreds of thousands of people in murder cases over the last 100 years, that you can't trust. You understand? They're totally bankrupt. I mean, if God was meting out the death penalties, I'd be all for it. They cut a judgment for Exxon Valdez disaster. The Supreme Court has announced that they will announce tomorrow or Thursday. It's like Aaron Zellman was right. The Supreme Court is meeting to issue opinions in some of 7 cases. It is yet to decide. There's 100-plus cases. And they're saying the last one's going to be the guns. They like to mead them out. They already decided months ago to have maximum effect in the media. Major cases still unsolved include the ban on handguns in Washington, D.C. It's all guns, ladies and gentlemen. Whether people convicted of raping children can be given the death penalty, that's now been announced. So they're now saying that tomorrow, the court is saying they will release that tomorrow. And I'm on the Supreme Court Newswire, the Newswire they put out right now. Okay, that said, funny how all these fake conservatives are calling for executing child molesters when most of them are child molesters, literally. I mean, how many congressmen, how many senators, how many Homeland Security deputy directors? It's a child raping guild. You don't get into the club unless you're a pedophile at that level. Remember we told you that over a decade ago, and now it's mainstream news? I mean, it's every day it comes out. These are hardcore criminals. This is a criminal, sicko syndicate. But you study Rome, you study Egypt, you study Greece. They always had child-raping cults that seemed to get into power. And then society always fell apart, and then people would become pious again and straight-laced, and then within a few decades, sometimes a few hundred years, it would degenerate into child-raping and killing cults. They also like to, I don't want to say what they did in Rome and other places, they like to rape them while they're slitting their throats is basically the deal. Oh, go read mainstream Roman history. So, and you notice they modeled EC off Rome and Greece, and it's, they don't really teach you in the textbooks what a lot of the different kingdoms, little city-states in Greece did. You will learn, though, because you're going to live under their black sunshine. You're going to live in a world they see as a paradise, a hellraiser hell. They're going to show you beauty in their eyes. You think evil and skulls and death are cute? They're going to make you drink out of black cups of filth if they have their way until you vomit up your very soul. I can look in their eyes, the demonic gleam. They are seething with Luciferian power. Oh, you think I'm crazy? Go read what they all worship, all the Master Masons. They worship Albert Pike. He is their top guy. Worships Lucifer. Said God is Lucifer. All the top Masons write books on the subject, and then low-level Masons don't have any idea. They're porch Masons or profane Masons, and they'll tell you you're a liar. They won't even read the books written by the men, Manly P. Hall and others, hanging up in their Masonic temples. All right, I said I'd cover all the news, and I've got about 50 vital stories. Let me just read the headlines here. U.S. to carry on military trials at Guantanamo despite court ruling. The courts say you can't do it. They say we will. Total lawlessness. McCain says only World War III would justify graft, but that's what they're setting up right now. Israeli suicide cop family refute claims that he killed himself. I mean, how bizarre. Just like I said, everything's happening right now. You've got Olmert about to go to jail. You've got the Mossad chief, the military totally taking over Israel. You've got him trying to kill Sarkozy. Witnesses are saying there was all sorts of stuff happening. Folks, the world is on a razor's edge for right now. Assassination scare for Sarkozy and wife, Carla, as policeman shoots himself in the head just yards away. Classic mind control. If they won't, sometimes, if it happens about 20-30% of the time, depending on the cases we've seen in the studies that have been released, that they always have the taking out the garbage programming. The disposal programming is what they technically call it, where after the assassin, the programmed assassin shoots the target, they then, with superhuman strength, cops will try to hold their arms down, nothing can stop them, they shove the gun in their mouth. And they've been trained over and over to do it under hypnotic drugs, under training, all declassified in the 70s. But with the most hardcore programming, sometimes they won't kill another person, but they will still then revert to killing themselves. Of course, McVeigh was foaming at the mouth, delirious, basically hallucinating when the state police pulled up. The gun was on the dashboard. He was saying, you know, get it out of me. It's inside me, the chip. They're trying to make me do it. Did he have a chip? I don't know. A lot of times they'll have a compulsion. They'll say under the torture, under the electroshock, under the PCP, LSD, while they're on all of it, you know, they will keep implanting that program. You know, the cell phone was out, on. He'd gotten the program order to kill himself, clearly. Jolyon West, of course, was his handler then and after. The father of MKUltra Mind Control testified in 77 before Congress. Then magically the head of Mind Control is his doctor. He didn't carry out the disposal for some reason. That's what the evidence points at. This guy didn't carry out the hit. He engaged in the disposal. That's what all the evidence points towards. We'll get into that as well. I mean, it's just cops blowing their heads off on tarmac in front of Sarkozy. Just like the witnesses said with an earlier Israeli prime minister, he didn't. The guy that they claimed shot him didn't. Of course, they shot him in the car once they got him in, just like Reagan. Israel prodding U.S. to attack Iran. This isn't from PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com or Raw Story or Ray McGovern. It's from CBS News. Joint Chiefs Chairman Admiral Mike Mullen leaves Tuesday night on an overseas trip that will take him to Israel. He's going to get his orders. Reports CBS News National Security Correspondent David Martin. The trip has been scheduled for some time, but the U.S. officials say it comes just as the Israelis are mounting a full-court press to the Bush administration to strike Iran's nuclear complex. Get ready for $10 a barrel, $10 a gallon, $500 a barrel minimum. I mean, this is just, oh, I can't tell you, driving into work this morning, how upset I am in my spirit. I can't tell you how frosty I am, how much earnest I'm in, how sorrowful and sad I am that I can't reach out to people on power trips in the government at the enforcement level who are just going to go down with the ship and help bring us all down with them. God, I can't believe this has to happen. We've got to be totally destroyed and in ruins financially at the bare minimum before you wake up, and then you probably won't either. Senate may pass mortgage aid plan as soon as today, covering that next hour. In it is the total federal takeover of all commerce, basically, where everything is instantly uploaded to the government. It really already is, but they need to legalize their crimes, kind of like the FISA spying. Economy on brink of recession, Greenspan says. That's Reuters. That is a sick joke. We've been in recession since the 70s. If you look at the real economic data, and I've had the New York Business School head on, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts on, I've had Nobel Prize winner, head of the IMF World Bank, chief economist on, you know who we've had on. We've been in a recession since the 60s. Since the late 60s, early 70s, you can debate it. You know, if a recession is really two quarters of slowing growth, well, look, the growth used to be 6, 7, 8, 9, 10% until the late 60s, early 70s. Now it's 3%, but then they claim inflation's 2% when it's been more like 10 for decades, 10% a year. So, if you're getting a 3% growth in a good year, they call that booming, but you've got a 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10% inflation a year, now it's conservatively 15 a year, compounded. See, there's not much more that can be taken out of the dollar. There's not much more inflation there that is possible. Do you understand that? It's kind of like a glass, and there's 12 months in it, 12 sips, and we're down to the last three sips. And every year, they take out another sip. 3 years, no value in the money. You understand? Less than three now. I'm here on the deck of the ship. It's taking on water. I don't captain anything. You don't captain anything. There's psychos running at the helm, giggling at us. We're saying, we got to do something. And they've ordered the guard to run up with guns and quarter us at the front of the ship with guns to our heads, while they rampage forward as the ship's listing, about to tump over. Yuppies are giggling and snickering on the deck. Oh, God. Oh, God. Wait till I get to the other news, folks. It is just, It is just full court press, classical tyranny at every level. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed two products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta Engine Treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a Protecta Fuel System Treatment for only $9.95 and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1. Or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know. Go to GasFreedom.info. to learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. During the month of June, visit gasfreedom.info and receive $100 off of your order. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit gasfreedom.info. That's gasfreedom.info. Or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
Private interests that control our government bought the world on our name and our credit. All of the elite, Cheney, all of them, are buying houses in Dubai, in Switzerland, in Central America, South America. The Democrats aren't going to save you. They're going to come in and intensify all of it because it's an agenda. All of you are going to have absolutely devastating economic times ahead. And I want you to remember who did it to you. All the cops laughing, all the people that work for the government giggling and snickering, and all this is real funny. 15% compounded a year inflation is not funny. 1929 Germany is not funny. That's what we're talking about. Not 1929 U.S. We're talking far worse, with 90% of a population that lives in cities and half the people in the country don't know how to take care of themselves. And the government's showing every sign that they're going to intensify all this. Now listen to this. Shanghai bans troublemakers leaving city during Olympics. Thanks to their national ID card, if you're caught using your credit cards or your ID card outside the city, you are then sent to a forced labor camp or executed. Epoch Times today, China's financial hub of Shanghai has sent notices to dissidents. So you're on a list there. Just, that's what it is here, with millions of us on the no-fly, and they have those in England now where they stop you if you're taking photos or talking to people. It's not allowed in England. They say, we're putting you in a database now. You're someone that talks to people on the street. I have mainstream news. It's happened to me. It's East Germany. It's Havana, Cuba. I mean, it's total enslavement. Banning them leaving the city during the Olympics to ensure security, a rights group said Tuesday. They are also not allowed to give their political opinions to the foreign media, leave the country, or store weapons or explosives at home. See, the governments always say something really asinine. Can't talk to your neighbors, can't talk to the media, can't leave the city, and you can't murder children and chop their heads off and dance around in their blood. See, that's meant for weak-minded cops that read this. People in the system, well, of course you don't have weapons and explosives, and they mix that in a Pavlovian fashion with having free speech, having freedom. You're not allowed to murder children and drink lemonade. You're not allowed to have free speech and kill old ladies. See how these governments operate? And the average weak-minded person would read this and read the government announcement and go, well, obviously you're not allowed to talk to the media. That's how they talk to cops when they get them in these big squad rooms, give them federally mandated training about why they do what they do. It's all word games, and words are symbols in the mind, mental images, and they just program you. Maybe you like being manipulated. Maybe you like being a chump. Maybe the general public likes having the TV do this to you. I don't like it. They are also not allowed to give their political opinions to the foreign media, leave the country, or store weapons or explosives at home. As if you can't. You can't have a gun or a weapon or explosives there anyway. And they see, and there's a sub thing there. They mix weapons in with explosives. You have to have a license in many areas of China for a butcher knife. See, and they're trying to have that in England. So see, it isn't just like they're equating free speech with weapons and bombs. Now it's weapons and explosives, a sub-correlation. Like they always equate guns with drugs. Like we got a lot of guns and drugs, a lot of crime guns. All semantic, all programming. Cops are programmed, public's programmed. A Shanghai police spokesman said she could not immediately comment, but added she was unaware of the existence of such a notice. In order to strengthen public order during Olympics and ensure the games go smoothly, these are the rules important controlled people in our area must follow, according to a copy of the statement. And that's how the bureaucrats are. Yeah, so equate free speech with bombs. Okay. And that's what the cops do now in the U.S. They walk up in New York and go, give me your camera, it's a gun, you're aiming a gun at me, I'm going to take it. Also, you've got explosives, I know you don't have explosives, I'm going to say you have explosives. And the plainclothes cop turns to the cops and says, go ahead, handcuff them, they have weapons. And the cops all engage in mass evil together. But I was thinking this morning, why is that? I mean, just the incredible nature of the evil now is so out in the open. I mean, I remember 10 years ago discovering it, but now it's mainstream news the last three or four, that they're hiring tens of thousands of aggravated felons to join sheriff's departments in the military. I mean, it's just classic. Stalin did the same thing. Hitler did the same thing. The government is a bunch of criminals or brainwashed do-gooders who just think they're God and do whatever they want. And when we get back, we're going to cover it, ladies and gentlemen. But just think about that. They're hiring violent felons to be our masters.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, author of 15 books on health and natural healing. Vaccines included, medicines kill more people every year than any illness. The cost of drug side effects in America is more than $200 billion annually, with a worse toll taken by antibiotics. But there is a cure for this medical madness that has remained secret. OxySilver, developed by NASA scientists to keep astronauts healthy, is an evolutionary new dietary supplement making deadly vaccinations and antibiotics obsolete. Taking 1 to 2 teaspoons daily boosts natural immunity without drug toxicity. OxySilver combines oxygen and silver in a new way. The oxygen becomes a supercharged germ killer, freeing your immune system to fight colds, flus, cancers, and more. Build disease defenses naturally, painlessly, powerfully, safely, and inexpensively with OxySilver. Order your supply now by calling toll-free 1-877-817-9829. That's 1-877-817-9829. Do it now.
The song says it all. Our families, our country, everything's in grave danger. Choice, you're under attack. They're destroying your entire financial future right now. They're destroying your country's name. They're gearing up for World War III. In your gut. Even the evil people listening to this show right now, you know it's true. You know we're in for very hard times. I wish it wasn't the case. I'd love to rationalize and make excuses myself. But there's no doubt. Classical tyranny is now upon us. You think Obama's going to save you?
Obama advisor on FISA. We'll trust the Inspector General to prevent surveillance abuses. No more judges. No more review. Judge, jury, and executioner, kind of like cops, will just take your camera, take your film, and laugh at you. If you talk back, they'll taser you on videotape. Your head will split open on the ground. You'll never touch them, and they'll charge you on tape with assaulting them, and you will go to prison for assaulting them when there's video that they have done false charges. Evil is now institutionalized. Wickedness and lies and fraud is spreading like a staph infection, like flesh-eating bacteria through our country. It's in a coma. The tyranny's spreading, thinking it's had a victory when it's killing its own host. They're celebrating in their arrogance. Dennis McDowell, a foreign policy advisor to the Obama campaign, said in a conference call this morning that the legislation expanding presidential power to conduct warrantless surveillance of Americans' communications is acceptable to Senator Obama because the United States Inspector General will ensure accountability. So they've gone from saying, well, there's no NSA, it doesn't exist, it's a conspiracy theory, just 10, 12 years ago, too. Yeah, we're listening to all of you. Don't worry, we got the government overseeing that. In other words, the Obama campaign position is now that the duty and power to protect the Constitution from all enemies, foreign and domestic, now resides primarily not with the president, not with the Congress or the courts, but with a bureaucrat created by administrative law whose job is to conduct internal investigations of government agencies. That's a dramatic statement, but not an overstatement. Legislation that the House passed last week and the Senate will be taking up later this week not only gives immunity to giant telecom companies like AT&T for liability from violating their customers' rights under prior law, but will be now says he will only work to remove, let me go back to that, AT&T from liability for violating their customers' rights under prior law, immunity that Obama promised last year would warrant filibustering the bill, but which he now says he will only work to remove, but also, and it goes on, greatly expands telecommunications immunity. Now, I know what happened here with this computer post of the Huffington Post that's missing a line. No wonder it made no sense. Look, why am I even here? Why are we even talking about this? I mean, it's just, it's so ridiculous that first Bush got up 2 years ago and said, we do not get a warrant to listen to any American. We do not do that. We get warrants, and we are here to take good care of you. And then it comes out, they're listening to everybody, non-terror related. And then the media gets up and lies to the public and says, it's only when bin Laden calls the U.S. do we listen. And then it comes out, of course, they're listening to everybody. It's almost pointless. You're just going to have everything you have taken away from you. You're going to have a boot stomp on your face and learn what it's like. The cops are going to have to lose their bass boats and see their family get arrested and see their family commit suicide over not having any money, and they're just going to have to see America go down completely. And then they won't care, most of them. As long as they're on top of the pile of dung, they don't care. As long as they're sitting up on the pile of rotting America, they're happy. The bureaucrats love it. All the scum just loves it. I'm in a really bad mood right now. Let me start over. Watching the destruction of this country is a very, very painful thing for me. Watching the world slide into a new dark age is very upsetting. Do you know what it means as a society when the Congress can't even get the continuity of government plans, their highest level committees that are co-equal with the president can't get the martial law plans? Now, the White House published parts of it. It says he's a dictator and martial law and put Americans in camps. I mean, it says it in PDD 51, John Warren Defense Authorization Act, Military Commissions Act. Do you know what it means when they just stand by while that happens? Do you know what it means when the White House and the Justice Department write memos to the military ordering them to torture children sexually with pliers, small children? And when that is universally defended on so-called conservative talk radio as somehow a virtue, that is a psychopathic test you've been given. Because if you will accept the mutilation and torture of small children, you will accept anything. And the mere fact that I am the radical, because I am against that, shows us what we have become. We lied to ourselves about 50 million abortions. We lied to ourselves about big government violating our rights and liberties. We lied to ourselves about all the lies that the media and government have been caught and say, oh, it doesn't matter. Oh, it does matter. Because we have created a climate where the most evil people in private business, in corporations, in government, in religion, have gotten in all the major power positions. And they're bored, folks. Evil people like killing. They like blowing cities up. They like releasing bioweapons. They like putting poison in your water. They like hurting you. That's their entertainment. That's their nature. They like pushing the envelope. And for a normal person who has discovered what has happened, it is extremely upsetting. I mean, earlier I was reading through the stack, and the White House says, I'm going to continue with secret trials where torture evidence is admissible, and where even if the tribunal says the person's not guilty, the president or any of his designates can overrule that. I mean, even if the kangaroo court that's secret with torture evidence. I opened up the New York Times Sunday morning, and it was a whole front page story, huge article, legitimizing torture and saying basically that it's a good thing. And the first line in the story said, hey, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed has confessed. He is the guy that carried it out. And then the next paragraph says they tortured him and threatened his kids. And they go on to say, that's good. That's good. Hey, you've gone under torture. You've gone under waterboarding. Now we're going to go after your kids and put them in prison. Little kids, what, 5 and 7 at the time? After 4+ years of torture, he started naming buildings that didn't exist when he was arrested that he bombed and just everything. And the government knew that those buildings didn't exist when he was arrested. They'd still put it out, knowing the public are complete idiots. You know, he said he bombed buildings that were built 3 years after he was arrested. He said he did it all. And now pain compliance all over the country. If you sit down on the sidewalk during an anti-war rally or an anti-abortion protest, it doesn't matter, you're peaceful. Cops come up and they break your arm. And the bone sticks out and blood pours out on the ground and they laugh. We have the after-action reports of cops laughing. Hey, did you see when we shot that lady in the face with rubber bullets? She's peaceful. They're pushing him off the street, walking back. She's 50 yards away. They shoot her. Blood pours out. Cuts back hours later to the cop. He goes, wasn't it fun? Did you see us shoot that lady in the face? And they all just cheer. Hey, idiots, when you've got an attitude like that, don't you know there's bigger predators than you? And they're going to give you a good raping too, boy. They're going to give your family a good raping, a good financial raping at least. You have been turned into devils. You have been turned into waiting death squads. Your SWAT teams are death squads. Every day I see where they bust in the wrong house and spray some old lady in the back and then nobody gets in trouble. You kill us with impunity. Well, what comes around goes around. Law of the universe. Why are you alcoholics? Why are you on drugs? Why are you so unhappy? Because you're not a good person. That's why. You could repent like Saul of Tarsus who would hunt down political dissidents and murder them and torture them into confessions and then would crucify them. You could have that awakening and realize and then truly be fulfilled, but most of you won't. You are going to be evil until you suck your last breath. Your life is going to be a meaningless fraud. But some of our strongest warriors against tyranny will be and have been people from within the wicked system who are waking up and standing up and being strong. I mean, look at this. U.S. to carry out military trials at Guantanamo Bay despite federal court ruling. Unprecedented. Hearings for terror suspects before U.S. military tribunals in Guantanamo are going ahead despite a Supreme Court ruling that affirmed detainees have a right to challenge their detention in a civilian court. And they admit they don't want any real al-Qaeda. They fly them out. Google Airlift of Evil. Mainstream news. AP, London Guardian. 6,000 Taliban al-Qaeda flown to safety. Last week, we heard that a prison right in the middle of a U.S. military base got raided. 3,000 al-Qaeda Taliban got loose. Because you got different factions, and some of our military had been arresting real al-Qaeda. And then, like just like 6 years ago, they were ordered to release them. They released them out of prison after prison. Well, this time they had a staged break, but it turns out the U.S. just opened the prison up. And that came out mainstream news. Just, 3,000 Taliban al-Qaeda go free last week. Admit it. You can go read the government admit it right now. You can go read them admit they run al-Qaeda attacking Iran right now. But the general public can't even wrap their brains around that. The White House puts out press releases saying, we run al-Qaeda, they're attacking Iran. But then publicly, for the general public, they say, Iran's running al-Qaeda. They're Shiite, folks. They're the opposite group. Most Muslim sects live side by side with Christians and don't even hate them. They do hate each other, though. Legal experts have described the High Court's decision as a death knell of the special tribunals created by President Bush and his Republican allies in Congress to try the war on terror suspects. But Justice Department Chief Mukasey said the controversial tribunals at the U.S. Naval Base in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, will continue their work at two preliminary hearings. The hearings focused on Omar Khadr, Canadian, and Muhammad Jawad, an Afghan, both detained in Afghanistan for allegedly throwing grenades when they were still teenagers. See, they never have anybody real because they're all black ops. Admitted black ops. Been working for the criminals that run our government for, 79 before the Russians invaded? What is that, 21, 20, 29 years? Been working for the British intel since 1906 through 1918. So they just say, we don't care what the courts say. We do what we want. But you better believe when the Supreme Court comes out tomorrow and says we can restrict your Second Amendment, they're going to follow that. Oh, you can better believe it. So you say, well, what is the judgment? I mean, you say, Alex, ignore one Supreme Court ruling, but don't listen to another federal court ruling. Isn't that what the president's doing? No. The yardstick is the Bill of Rights, Constitution, Declaration of Independence, the Magna Carta. And not having habeas corpus for anybody, due process, or at least being able to face their accusers, hear the charges, that is a violation of the Great Writ, and therefore, as Marbury versus Madison said back when the Supreme Court had its head screwed on correctly, it's null and void. Just like when the Supreme Court said blacks were not human, they were two-thirds human, they described them basically as monkey creatures, very horrible, and blacks started revolting, saying, I don't care if you don't say I'm a human. I'm not going to be a slave. I'm going to run away. I'm going to beat master's head in. So because the Supreme Court saying blacks weren't human, that clearly is in violation of the Bill of Rights, Constitution, Declaration of Independence, And if that didn't apply to them at first, they said it didn't apply to them later, and they fought for it. And by the way, a lot of white Christians are the ones that really fought for it. And that's what it's going to come to. It won't be any directed. It won't be any systematic attack on the system. It's already undirected, unstoppable in the info war. It will be physical. But after you rape and kill more people and take more to FEMA camps, and after you show everybody that we were right about this, you're just going to start dying. What Alexander Solzhenitsyn talked about, what happened in Romania, what happened in other areas, is just going to happen. And I'm not pleased or even happy about that either. It means nothing to the globalists that secret police are going to get killed and cops are going to get killed. They love that. They all live offshore, folks. It's a joke to them. It's actually entertaining. But yeah, you're going to keep killing more people's kids and keep doing bad stuff, and the instinct to live and fight is going to grow. And just heaven help us. I'm going to come back and give you all the other news. It's just all so important. Got big guests coming up as well on vital information, the attack on the web. Stay with us.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story that you've not been told from. AnotherUntoldStory.com.
This is a story about a secret. They say there are ways to tell when someone is keeping a secret from you. But one sure way is when they tell you. Tell you they have a secret. And someone is telling the whole world, on the cover of millions of magazines. They even advertised in the last Super Bowl that they have a secret. They say her name is Victoria, and that Victoria has a secret. Victoria's secret. Strange, isn't it, that no one is asking what the secret is? And if you are told, would you believe it? We tell at the website AnotherUntoldStory.com of, shall we say, three suspected secrets. The first is hidden in open sight and easily believable. The second secret, it is tied to an ancient prophecy and the rest of the story behind that prophecy. And the third, well, for most, it's almost unbelievable. But believe it. Victoria does have a secret. Discover it, or them, at website AnotherUntoldStory.com. AnotherUntoldStory.com.
For another untold story, go to AnotherUntoldStory.com. 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 AnotherUntoldStory.com.
So Obama's top advisor says Obama's for the warrantless spying on the American people. And now he's going to take more corporate contributions. Folks, he's going to lie to you, and you're going to love it. And he's got the all-seeing eye right there on all of his posters. You're going to love that, too. Just like the Republicans all love George Bush. You're going to see the exact same agenda under Obama or McCain. It's all going to intensify. This thing spiral more and more out of control. As tyranny rises. But at the same time, liberty is rising. Freedom is rising. The human spirit that has an unbelievable drive and desire to be free is rising. Some of the other news. Some consider new technology invasion of privacy. That's right. Says police in one Midwest city have turned to a new technology to cut down on crime. But not everybody's happy. See, that's implied that, oh, cutting down on crime, you're not happy. They're the bad people. Franklin police can now scan and record the license numbers of cars. See, they don't tell you the full story. This has been in nationwide for at least 6-7 years, in most areas for a decade. The NSA paid to have it put in. The National Reconnaissance Office is involved. That's all declassified. FEMA controls it at the local threat synergy systems centers, threat integration centers, emergency management centers. They all have different names for different agency slaves. And everything is read, your license plate, where you go, what you do, instantly logged. Now in Houston, in Austin, in New York, in Chicago, in L.A., for at least 3 years I've seen them getting select squad cars with it. And they just drive around harassing people. And now they're going to put the watch list, the criminal watch list, the terrorist watch list. No judge, no jury, no conviction. But then the cops driving the cars will be aggravated felons. So see, when you read this, it means the criminals have a new tool to control their slaves. The new technology was created to help identify stolen cars and those cars wanted by police. Yeah, but if your car gets stolen, the cops won't come out. The technology also creates a record of where drivers have been. Of course, the criminals just go and swap plates. At the same time, some people have said the new technology goes too far, calling it an invasion of privacy. Oh, it doesn't go too far that all major airports, 200-plus in the U.S., by the middle of next year, they're saying, are going to force you through body scanners that give you a 360 naked image of your body. But now, because of complaints at the airports that have put it in, they have you put a metal plate over your genitals. Disgusting demons. But now the feds are saying, well, we're not going to allow that anymore because you could hide the weapon under it. And so they're writing up rules. I saw these last week saying, well, we may have to feel your genitals. You can put the metal over, but we're going to now squeeze your testicles or touch your female parts. Oh, go look it up. Cops all over the nation pulling blood without warrants on the side of the road. It's about passing boundaries, getting in your business. And who else is going to take blood but an aggravated, hardcore killer felon who's already killed family after family in Iraq, made snuff film videos murdering them? There's more snuff films on the web today, and there's troops right on there going, we're going to kill you, Jones. I saw some this morning. We're going to double tap you. You're right, we're murdering people, and we're going to murder you. Just hardcore criminals. Hardcore evil. Spreading, breeding, taking over. Totally illegitimate. They've got their grid almost in place. Their hero is Jack Bauer. Just an army of hardcore sadists. They've got 26,000 preachers teaching their flocks to stand down. They got 23,000 executives, 500,000 truck drivers. They're everywhere. They're bringing the country down.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Our beloved.